Uncommon Mentality by Chance Lunsford. How to think like no one else.
Madman's Guide to Unlocking Your Genius.
Chapter 1. Opening Your Mind's Eye. Miraculous Vision. You've got two eyeballs. They gather information from light, translate and encode it in electrical signals and send those messages to the brain for analysis. They call this process seeing. Your mind then filters the information based upon a self-adapting algorithm and buffers what it identifies as most important for immediate playback. Your mind plays this encoded light code on its own internal screen. This is your mind's eye, and it is the most powerful tool known to exist in the universe. It is the parchment upon which all stories are written. It is the mirror upon which the world reflects, and it's yours for the mastering. Funny thing about that third eye, though, is that it sees what you tell it to see. You have an intuitive and responsive editing system, and you can craft your inner vision to whatever you wish it to be. This is envisaging. This happens even if you're not doing it consciously, and it affects every second of your life in a most profound manner. Even if you don't become the director of your inner movie, then whimsy and ignorance will, usually to your detriment. The rest of this chapter will be devoted to teaching you to master the process of envisaging, and tools to modify and amplify specific features of your vision to enhance their impact of your actions and attitudes. All other skills in this book build upon your ability to master your inner sight. This is the foundation of this skill set. You must learn it, and well, if you are to unlock the full potential of your mind. You can learn it, even if you think you can't, and even if you believe you don't think visually. If you don't imagine that you can create mental imagery, it is typically due to being a very word-based thinker because you might relate or connect very strongly with another of your senses, or because your eyes are blind or severely impaired. Around half of the brain's hardware is connected either directly or indirectly to processing vision and supporting auxiliary functions associated with vision. Your eyes move quite a bit and they snap to stillness, and they do this continually. During the snapshots, you focus on the most relevant details before you and catalogue their state. However, as your eyes move around, your vision is expressed as a relatively stable view. Thankfully, too, because a rapidly strobing switch between blurred movement and still frames would be highly distracting and likely nauseating for those of us who experience motion sickness. Your mind does this by utilizing short-term visual memory to keep a running model of the state of relevant details around you, and this information is then transmitted to the various processing and interpreting mechanisms that give meaning and connection to the selected visual data while diverting the background information away from the focus and attention mechanisms. This means that what you take for the vision of your eyes is actually raw visual data that is then compressed and filtered into a running approximation of what your eyes record. This visual attention is connected to the goal attainment and survival processes in your brain. What you're thinking about will impact what you notice in a big way. This is especially true when you're focused intently on a chosen task. Tunnel vision is focusing on a single aspect or a tight cluster of the visual inputs so intently that everything outside of that acute focus fails to register at all. But there are subconscious mechanisms that can hijack visual attention when specific patterns appear. A great example is noticing a spider on the wall with your peripheral vision. There is a tug at your attention, and your protection mechanisms override the narrative focus functions to divert resources to the emergency response. Once you notice the spider, it's hard to look away, and you experience an aversion sensation, and you must decide how to classify the threat, and then decide how to respond. This means that your mind is already selectively focusing on visual data connected to goal and survival systems and is creating a mental running picture tied to a narrative. Close your eyes. Notice how you still see, but in what detail and how accurately? Do you see vague blobs or specific images? Do you see in color or in grayscale? You can take control of these processes and use them to your advantage. You can train your abilities in short-term visual memory. You can focus your mental attention specifically and intentionally. You can also create alternative visual narratives by mentally editing what you envision. You can tap into the intensity and power of the survival mechanism to add massive amounts of power to your visualizations. You can create mental states and scenes specifically designed to enhance or decrease certain aspects of your attitudes and emotions. I'll teach you how. This has been an extract from Chapter 1 of Uncommon Mentality, How to Think Like No One Else, A Madman's Guide to Unlocking Your Genius by Chance Lunsford, read by Graham Smith.
Madman's Guide to Unlocking Your Genius.